Chapter 2, Defining PTSD, The Lingering War Within, The War That Follows You Home. Combat ends, the uniform comes off, but for many veterans, the war doesn't stop when they leave the battlefield. It follows them, not in their gear or their boots, but in their mind. This is post-traumatic stress disorder. PTSD is the name given to something very real, very painful, and often very misunderstood. It is a response to trauma that doesn't fade with time. Instead, it sticks, rewiring how the brain responds to the world. For veterans who have lived through terrifying, life-threatening situations, PTSD can feel like a permanent shadow that never lets them fully rest. What PTSD really is. PTSD is not just bad memories. It's not just being in a bad mood or having trouble sleeping. It is a medical condition that develops after someone experiences or sees something deeply traumatic. In the military, trauma often includes combat, explosions, losing friends, or seeing harm done to others. But the brain reacts to trauma in a powerful way. It doesn't always let go, even when the danger is gone. The brain keeps trying to protect itself over and over, long after it needs to. For someone with PTSD, everyday life can feel like a minefield. Things that seem harmless to others, like a loud sound, a crowded place, or a sudden movement, can set off alarm bells in the brain. These are called triggers. They can bring back the memory of a past trauma so suddenly and strongly that it feels like it's happening again. These memories aren't just thoughts. They can take over the body too, causing racing heart, sweating, shaking, or even shutting down emotionally. Flashbacks and nightmares. Flashbacks are one of the hardest parts of PTSD. A flashback is not just remembering something, it's reliving it. In that moment, a veteran may feel like they are back in the war zone. They may smell, hear, or see the scene playing out again, even though they are in a safe place. These flashbacks can happen during the day or night. They are terrifying and exhausting. They can come without warning. Even when someone tries to avoid thinking about the trauma, the brain brings it back anyway. Sleep is often a major struggle for those with PTSD. Nightmares are common. These aren't just bad dreams. They can be violent, confusing, and so real that they leave a veteran shaken for hours after waking. Many veterans are afraid to fall asleep. Some sleep during the day and stay awake at night because that's when they feel safest. The lack of rest adds more stress and makes everything else harder to handle. Always on guard. PTSD often causes something called hypervigilance. That means a person is always alert, always watching, always ready for something bad to happen. In war, that kind of awareness keeps you alive. In civilian life, it can wear a person down. Imagine never being able to relax in a restaurant because you have to sit with your back to the wall, or constantly scanning crowds for threats, or jumping every time a car backfires or a door slams. The brain is always looking for danger, even when there isn't any. That kind of pressure doesn't go away. It builds. Over time, this constant tension leads to emotional and physical exhaustion. The body stays tight. The nerves never rest. Muscles ache. Headaches come and go. And the mind feels stuck in survival mode. This makes it hard to enjoy simple moments, like a meal with family or a walk outside. Even laughter can feel forced when the brain is focused on staying safe. Feeling numb and far away. Another common symptom of PTSD is emotional numbness. Some veterans describe it as a feeling like a ghost in their own life. They don't cry. They don't laugh. They don't feel connected to people they love. This numbness is not a choice. It's the brain's way of protecting itself from pain. But it also blocks out joy, love, and peace. Veterans may pull away from their spouses, their children, and their friends. They don't mean to hurt anyone. They just don't know how to feel anymore. This lack of emotion can confuse others. It can cause arguments, distance, and loneliness. People may think the veteran doesn't care, but the truth is, they care deeply. They just don't know how to show it anymore. The emotional pain has become so strong that the brain builds a wall to survive it. The impact on daily life. PTSD affects more than just the inside of the mind. It changes everything. Relationships suffer, work becomes difficult, trust is hard to build, crowds feel unsafe, driving can trigger panic. Even simple things like grocery shopping or watching the news can be overwhelming. Many veterans feel isolated, ashamed, or misunderstood. They may try to hide their pain by drinking, using drugs, staying quiet, or getting angry. Some think they have to tough it out. They were trained to be strong, to never show weakness. But PTSD is not a weakness. It is a real wound. Just like a broken bone or a deep cut. And like any wound, it needs care. It needs healing. Why naming it matters. Given this condition a name, PTSD helps remove shame. It tells the world that this is not just in someone's head. It's not something they can snap out of. It's not something they chose. It's something that happened to them. And it can happen to anyone exposed to trauma. But with the right help, people with PTSD can learn to live again, to love again, to find joy, safety, and purpose. The goal of this chapter is not just to explain the science of PTSD, it's to honor the truth of it, to give voice to what many veterans go through in silence, to show that there is no shame in struggling. The real bravery comes in facing the pain, in asking for help, in finding the strength to heal. You are not alone. If you are a veteran living with PTSD, this book is for you. If you love someone who carries this pain, this book is for you too. PTSD may be a lingering war within, but you are not fighting it alone. Others have walked this path. Others have found ways to manage, to heal, and to live full lives again. There is hope. There is help. And you are worthy of both. In the next chapter, we'll look at another invisible wound, TBI. Understanding both conditions side by side is key to knowing how they work, how they overlap, and how they differ. Let's keep going. One step at a time.